the other day at the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. Before chanting one evening, I read a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was the answer to the question, how should we chant the Lord's holy names? And afterwards, many devotees approached me wanting to know how to find that quote. They very much appreciated it. It was relevant. Usually, when something's relevant to our spiritual life, we become more interested in trying to assimilate the knowledge because it's relevant. Relevant means that we can somehow relate to the message that's being presented and apply it in our own devotional practices with the hope and the aspiration, both the aspiration and hope that we may be able to achieve some result. Of course, the result a devotee is always looking for is more devotion. So I thought I would share this quote with you this evening, say a few words about it, and to help us meditate on how we should chant Krishna's names, the mood that we should have in chanting Krishna's names. Many devotees, they have different moods. There's no one mood that's the same mood for everyone. You know, everyone has different aspirations, different bhavas, different goals. Of course, the ultimate goal is love of God, and that should be there consistently for anyone who chants Hare Krishna. So, nonetheless, the mood described here is a very important, at least I find it very relevant to myself. And others who have heard it find it very relevant to them. It's important to meditate on what do I really want to achieve by chanting Hare Krishna. Love of Godhead is nice. Elevation to the spiritual world is nice. These are all very lofty aspirations, and we should know the goal. The ultimate goal of chanting is to achieve pure love for Krishna. But how to get there? How to actually get to that place to achieve, to be eternally in the association of Krishna, to be always surrounded by Krishna's eternal associates, to be rendering service to the divine couple. How to actually get there. And the holy name, as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains, the holy name is the means for taking us, because it's non-different from Krishna. Krishna lifts us up, carries us and in the form of his holy name, and places us right by his side and reveals that service, that relationship that each and every one of us has in the form of his names. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binadvat Nama Namano. That the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful, and it bestows all spiritual benedictions because it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of pleasure. So all spiritual benedictions that one can possibly aspire for can be fulfilled by Krishna's name. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in this quote, he makes it very, very clear how we should chant, what should be our meditation in chanting. And I'll tell you even before I read it, I'll give you the answer. But the way he explains it is very, very nice. But the answer is by meditating on service, the desire to serve. That's how he explains. So the devotee who actually, when he chants, he should be meditating on service, because how will we ever get to the spiritual world unless we have a mood of service? There's no way of getting there, you know. It's by that service propensity that we develop in this world in chanting, because chanting Krishna's names is service also, is in itself service. But then the desire to serve, we're praying, please engage me in your service. And until we get to the platform of Kirtaniya Siddhahari, always chanting the holy names of the Lord, we should be praying to always be engaged in Krishna's service. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explains what we shouldn't be thinking of. In fact, it was said about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it was oftentimes said that he gave gallons and gallons of blood in explaining what is not pure devotional service. Right? What is not? Yes, this is pure devotional service, but because many people had this mistaken notion, misconception, what is not pure devotional service? And he points that out here in relationship to chanting Hare Krishna. So I'll read the quote. He says that pure devotees do not chant the Lord's names to counteract sinful reactions, to accumulate piety, to attain heavenly pleasures, to mitigate famine, devastating epidemics, social unrest, disease, civil strife, or to obtain wealth or an earthly kingdom. It's a big list. In other words, sometimes we even try to motivate people, let's go out and, you know, overcome civil strife or try to overcome many obstacles, get relief, in other words, through chanting Hare Krishna. How to get relief. But getting relief from chanting Hare Krishna is not the goal of chanting Hare Krishna, because it's selfish. And how can a selfish goal give one the fruit of chanting Hare, the real fruit of chanting Hare Krishna? It can't. Right? To get relief means that even the desire for peace is also not a complete, pure motivation. It's selfish motivation. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. Krishna bhakta, the devotee of Lord Krishna, he's nishkama, he has no interest for his desires. He doesn't even want his own peace. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. Therefore he can be peaceful. Whereas bhukti, those who desire enjoyment, mukti, those who desire relief from distress, mukti, siddhi, those who desire mystic yoga perfections, the akami, they still have a lusty desire. And sakali ashanta, they can't be peaceful. So, pure devotees do not chant for some selfish desire. There's some benefit, although Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says something here that's going to be very hard to swallow. I'm getting you ready for the quote. He says, after he says all these things that you should, all these reasons why you shouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna, he says that since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to ask Him to fulfill our wishes is to treat Him as our servant. This is an offense. Therefore, calling the Lord's names for any reason other than to attain His devotional service is useless. Hard to swallow, isn't it? We always hear, you know, anyone can get a benefit. Even by chanting the Lord's names once, there is some benefit. Useless in terms of achieving the goal of pure devotional service. When I first read this, I thought of a verse spoken by Devahuti. She says that anyone whose work doesn't elevate one to religious life, anyone whose religious ritualistic performances do not raise one to renunciation, and anyone who's situated on renunciation, that doesn't bring one to devotional service to the Supreme Lord, is like a dead body, although breathing. In other words, these activities are useless unless they bring us to devotional service, pure devotional service. So, for pure devotional service, to chant the Lord's names for engaging Him in our service, it's useless. We can't get the ultimate goal of chanting Bahu Janma Kari Yadi Shavana Kirtana Tabu Tanapai Krishna Pari Premadana. If one goes on chanting the holy name of the Lord for millions of births, if he's committing some offense, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, he can never get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of chanting. And then he says, this is an offense, therefore calling the Lord's names for any reason other than to attain His devotional service is useless. Jesus Christ told us not to take the Lord's name in vain. However, this does not mean that we do not need to always chant the Lord's names. While sleeping, awake, eating, or enjoying happiness, to chant the Lord's name, begging for His service, is not a useless activity. It is our only duty. But to make a show of chanting for some other purpose, in other words, to fulfill our own desires, a show. There's a wonderful verse I always quote, Prahlad Maharaj, who speaks to his friends. He says, "Oh my friends," his five-year-old friends, "Oh my friends, oh sons of demons." He says, "You can't please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if you become expert Brahmins, even if you become advanced in etiquette or vast learning, nor by austerities, nor by chastity, nor by accepting vows, nor by great sacrifices, none of these things will awaken Krishna's pleasure. Krishna's pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotional service to Him. Without sincere devotion, everything else that you do is simply a show." He uses the same word, it's a show. Why is it a show? Because Krishna is not going to look. You can't get Krishna's attention without trying to please Him or trying to please His pure devotee. Right? And therefore, although you may make a very nice display of devotion, if it's not for Krishna's pleasure, it's a show. It's for somebody else's attention. And you won't get Krishna's attention. And the result is you won't get the love of Godhead. So he says the same thing right here. He says, to make a show of chanting for some other purpose, in other words, to fulfill our own desires, is useless. We should not take to the chanting of the Lord's names uselessly. We should not chant to attain religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Instead, we should always chant to attain the Lord's service. That's how we should chant. To attain the Lord's service, to be engaged in service. When that meditation, that intense prayer, desire, genuine desire. Last night we were speaking about being genuine. How Prabhupada captivated everyone's attention by His genuineness. We were speaking about. So when the desire is genuine, that I want service, Krishna sees that genuine desire. It's genuine. I don't want Natanam na janam na sundarim. Right? I do not want followers, I don't want wealth, I do not want to enjoy beautiful women. I only want service. Service. Your service. Birth after birth after birth. So that should be our mood. That should be our meditation when chanting. We should be conscious of that. That chanting is for Krishna's pleasure. It's not for anyone else. It's for Krishna's pleasure. And when Krishna's pleased, Vaishnavas become pleased. Right? That is how to experience satisfaction. When Krishna's pleased, first and foremost. Of course, we may try to please the Vaishnavas too. Try to please the pure devotees, and by pleasing the pure devotees of the Lord, then Krishna is also pleased. But we try to please them by chanting without offense, by chanting for Krishna's pleasure. So, this was one quote I wanted to read, and I tried to explain it a little bit.